Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to another exciting edition of your favorite psychic podcast. The Psychic Funhouse is on the air. Welcome. Join us. We're going to be having another wonderful show tonight, so we're glad you could make it. I am joined by my lovely co-host, the one, the only, the psychic to the stars. You know him as Michael J. Espinosa. Welcome back, Michael.
Bonjour, bonjour. Thank you, sir. Good to be here. Excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you. Good to have you here. Yes.
Yeah.
And I am the other half of the Psychic Funhouse. My name is Lawrence Birch.
You are.
Yeah. So.
Also known as the Shamanic Birch.
The Shamanic Birch, yes. We each have our areas of expertise. So.
Right.
Yeah. And if you were here last week, you got to hear our guest, Adrienne Stratton, wonderful healer in her own right, shamanic light worker and tarot card reader, psychic. So if you missed that, check it out in the archives. And a programming note, just so we get that out of the way, we will not be on the air next Friday, because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We're actually going to be taking it off. So you can amuse yourselves by pouring through our archive. We have over 150 shows for you to choose from. So you don't have to go into withdrawals unless you want to. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be back the following week, first week in December there. So look for us then. Okay. And as long as we're doing housekeeping, so I don't get the tap on the shoulder from our lawyer, Saul Goodman.
Never.
We are here for entertainment purposes only. We don't provide any legal or mineralogical or relationship or financial advice. We're just amateurs making our way through the universe with you at our side. So if you need professional help, hang up and dial professional. Okay.
Yes.
There you have it. So, how's your week been, sir? Have you been busy?
Yes. It's been a pleasant week. Busy. Same clients. Teaching. And, I had a, I don't know if you want to start talking about stuff, but anyway.
Go ahead.
We can jump in stuff later.
All right. Well, it's up to you.
Oh.
The man.
You're the host tonight. You're the hostess with the most biz.
I know. But I'm flex.
Okay. What was I going to say? I lead a meditation group on Thursday nights, and I found out later, but anyway, while we were meditating, I felt a presence, and the presence blended with me, and that was really interesting to feel that in the body, through the body, and it was really interesting. So, it was very similar to what I experienced in my, when I took that trance class a few weeks ago, or last month.
Huh.
So, yeah, that was really interesting.
You should elaborate. So this wasn't something you were trying to manifest. It just sort of spontaneously happened during meditation.
Correct. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did it get more specific? Were you able to establish a strong connection and make communication, or what exactly happened?
Well, like I said, I felt the presence in front of me, mm-hmm. and because I was sitting in a chair, and when it approached, I tried to ascertain whether it was male or female,
mm-hmm.
thinking it was, maybe it was a spirit person,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't sense a gender. And mm-hmm. so then it started to come closer, and then it started blending with me, and it became like a big chicken. I became very fearful because I felt it blending. I didn't know what it was doing.
You're laughing.
Started freaking out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's when I was like, Jesus, please help me. Jesus, don't let this thing take over my soul. Help me, Jesus. And then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, drama queen. You're meditating. You've already invoked. Like, let it go. It's fine. You're okay. You're protected. So I was like, okay, I'm sorry. So I just kind of stepped back, and it just, it didn't say anything. There was no messages, but it almost felt like it was kind of getting used to my body. And so I just tried to take a step back and allow it a space. And it was weird, and it just felt like it was moving my head around, like trying my head out. It was just kind of, you know, moving it from side to side and around. And then I heard, man, this is really heavy. That kind of made me laugh, chuckle a little bit. So I didn't get any messages from it. But there were a couple other people I was meditating with that night. We had a small group. And one of the ladies is very intuitive, and she was like, yeah, there was something in the room. She's like, I don't know what it was. She's like, but I definitely felt the shift in the room as well. And so, so that came in, and what was that, on Wednesday? And so I had a mentorship session with another medium who's in England, and he tapped in, and what he said it was, he said, you have a collective, and they told him that they wanted for me to really feel their presence, because I'd gone through a couple challenging things a few days before, and so they wanted to make their presence known and for me to be very aware of them. And, so it was kind of nice. You know, when I first started talking to the guides, one of the first things I heard, because I was, you know, receiving the responses as I was giving questions, and one of the responses that I received, I was asking, you know, who are you, thinking it was a person. And the response I received was, we are a collective. So when he said that, it was like, formation. It's the group that's been with me.
Hmm.
So that's nice.
Wow. So you went full circle from quaking in your boots to, oh, okay, I can deal with this. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and I kind of feel that's a pathway that that I want to explore, you know, channeling and bringing through. bigger energies.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. So you mentioned some things that listeners may not be up to speed about. So you mind if I ask you some questions about your experience? So,
sure.
So you mentioned blending. What exactly is blending in this context? You're kind of still conscious and they're interacting with you in some way. Like you said, they're kind of semi taking control of parts of you, like your head or whatever was happening. I think that's funny that you heard
so,
that said your head was heavy.
Right. I know. Well, like I said,
just
I
full of rock.
Step back so that they can, you know, to allow them more space, right, to allow it to kind of settle in and blend. And so the way I understand blending is, right, these are energies. So these higher beings are energies, and they blend with your aura, you know, with all the subtle bodies, your physical body. So it's kind of, you know, us as being humans, we also have subtle bodies, right? We have a physical, the mental, the emotional, all those different subtle bodies. And so they just kind of blend with all of that. And that was one area where I was vague in having knowledge, or just not having a lot of knowledge on how that worked. I thought it was always kind of like we were an empty vessel container, which they just kind of jumped in and filled out, but it's not. It's more of kind of a mixing of the two. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is blending like an initial process, but then if you relinquish more control, I guess they can enter into a deeper connection with you and eventually like your consciousness goes away, or is blending just kind of its own process?
Well, there's some channelers who are not aware of what spirit communicates, right? Whatever being entity that brings messages. But from, you know, those are the two types. And the other type is somebody who's present. Like you're still there, but you're kind of in the background a little bit. Yeah. The way I can describe it is like when you get put under in hypnosis, you're still very present and aware of what's taking place around you. And you don't lose control of your body. You still have control over the body. So that's, you're still very aware. So that's why I was still aware. But this time I made a concerted effort, like, okay, so I'm just going to kind of take a back seat here and I'll give you more room to see who you are, see what you're going to do. And then I guess that they were trying to figure out the body and they're moving the head around. They're like, oh, this is really heavy.
So is this the first time you've interacted with them, a collective?
Physically, yes, but not energetically. I mean, I think this is, you know, the collective of the guides. All of them, yeah.
So these are your guides that are forming up as a collective and interacting with you in a more intentional way. Is that what I'm hearing, or something else?
Yes, that's where they are making themselves known to me. I guess maybe in a more physical way. Yeah.
Yeah. it's interesting that you were fearful at first, even though these are entities you've worked with for a while. What do you think set that up? Was it just the phenomenon was new, or it felt different, or?
I think it's probably a combination of that, it being new, allowing this to happen, not being able to recognize a gender or a spirit person there. I didn't know what it was. And so, I didn't feel scared in the sense of, like, sometimes when I walk into haunted homes or something, you know, and you can feel that energy where it's a little frightening. It didn't have that quality to it. But it still was kind of like, oh, my God, what is this thing? It's standing right here. Yeah.
So it was the newness of it.
Just being new.
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah. I think, you know, the other thing that's funny is we're so, in a way, captured or bound by our own perspective on things, you know, just like how we assume everybody sees the world the way we do. Like, it was really insightful and also kind of hilarious for you to relate that they were having, in their own way, kind of a challenge interacting with you in this, you know, in this plane or dimensional world or whatever, right? Like, oh, yeah, we got to move the head, like something physical, but, you know, dense material matter. Like, what do we do with that? Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's like they're playing with it. They're like, oh, my God. Because I just kind of left it there, and then all of a sudden I felt my head moving around, and I didn't feel like I was intentionally moving it. So it was just kind of, you know, going back and forth and around and up and down. I was like, what are they doing here?
That must have been really weird.
It was. It was, But I was kind of intrigued by it, too. It's like, what's happening here? And then I heard, this is so heavy.
No kidding.
Yeah,
well, it's funny, you know, physiologically, how much energy we expend, we don't even realize it, like just keeping our heads up or our postural muscles and all that business. It's a lot of work being a physical being, for sure, so I can relate.
Yeah.
So are they gonna come back, or did they say?
I didn't ask them. And they didn't say. That was the only thing I heard, the message that I heard. And I don't even know if it was really a message, but it was more of a comment, I'll say. But, and then they left. But I'm sure, like I said, I kind of feel like this is a path I'm going to be going down. I'm intrigued by it. I've always been intrigued by it. Since I read Sanaya Roman's book, Open to Channel. And, continue. And it's, you know, I don't think there's really anything I have to do beyond just being open to it and having that intention there. And I think I do that on one level, and I'm pretty sure you can relate to this, but when we're getting messages from the guides, I mean, on that level, we are being a channel.
Sure.
And we are bringing information to in our clients.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's also fascinating that, you know, when you talked with your current mentor, that they confirmed that they were a collective. That's what you got during the session. So that's a pretty good affirmation, confirmation.
Yeah. And I feel like super blessed to be doing this other mentorship. His name is Matthew Smith, and he's in England, and he's been doing this for, you know, decades. And So it's interesting and to have that feedback, because if I didn't mm-hmm. have that, I just wouldn't have known what transpired.
Oh, uh-huh.
And yeah. So it's cool.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the process. You can come back and tell us more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we could talk about some more things, but we do have some callers. Are you ready to go to the phones? What do you think?
Yeah. I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's do it. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey. Thank you for allowing me.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. We've got a caller with an area code 856. So when we open up the lines, we like to find out your name and where you're calling from, and then we'll get right into the questions. A question you might have for us. All right. Here we go. This is area code 856. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, it's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Rose Maria, how are you?
Doing good. How about you guys?
I'm doing all right. You getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday?
Yeah, no.
Yes and no?
Yep.
We're working on it. Anything you're getting that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful, I guess, my niece and nephew for the holiday spell.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's nice.
That's what I'm really grateful for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have relatives that you can make connections with. It's important. Yeah. What can we do for you?
I guess my birthday wish next month and Christmas, because it's kind of combined. Sort of, kind of.
When's your birthday?
End of next month.
Uh-huh. You're December. Okay.
So if I was going to get what I'm wishing for the holidays.
You want to know if you're going to get what you're wishing for? Yeah. What's on the top of your list for Santa?
To have someone for Christmas and my birthday.
Uh-huh. To have someone, a relationship? Is that what you...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let's find out what Santa might be bringing. Rose Maria. I feel like I need a magic eight ball. Will Rose Maria obtain a relationship? You know, I guess what the guides are showing me, Rosemary, is you working on yourself and developing that relationship and being just more at ease and in connection with who you are as a person, and that's laying the foundation and the the preparation for a relationship that's more long term. I think there's been a lot of false starts, for you recently, and people that you've kind of put all your eggs in their basket only to be kind of disappointed, and not a lot of really good clarity and communication. So, it's done a couple things. It's made you sort of anxious about the process, and that it's also, you know, kind of increased, your feelings of isolation, right? So it's a difficult place to be in, for sure. I don't necessarily see somebody showing up next month, like full-blown, hey, let's have a relationship and, you know, 0 to 60 kind of thing. I do think you're going to have some interest at the beginning of the year. And I suppose, you know, if you play your cards right, you might be able to develop a deeper relationship with this person. I think it's 50-50 whether it'll get romantic, though. But I would say process, you know, the best recipe for success for you is to just be really measured about it. You know, don't try to turn it into something that it isn't. You know, I was watching one of the talk shows the other night, and they were giving an example of, you know, when people try to rush relationships, and they were joking around and saying, you know, the one person was going to the bathroom. By the time they came back, the other person already had their name tattooed on their back, kind of a thing. So a little off-putting. So I would say just, I know you're ready for this relationship to manifest, but just stay as casual as you can with it so you don't, get the door shut quicker than you need to. Right, cultivate that friendship phase. And let the romantic part, you know, manifest on its own. It'll happen, right? Does that make sense?
I think so. Just be casual with it, I guess.
Yeah.
See
yeah.
how it comes out. Got you.
Yeah. 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 Don't worry. Don't worry about, you know, things happening on a certain timeline. Just try to enjoy the process, even though it's, you know, I know it's been challenging for you for a while. But stay positive. Stay confident. Okay.
Okay, that answered my other question, I guess, to send the Christmas card. All right, gotcha. Cool. That answered my other question.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. You got a twofer. Very good. All right. Well, let us know how it goes, and enjoy the holidays, and hopefully get to hang out with your niece and nephew.
Yeah, I will, and hopefully the other one, too. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You take care now.
Hey, you too.
All right. All right. All right. Are you ready for our next caller, Mr. Espinoza? I'll take that as a yes. All right. This is area code 630. Hello. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. It's Dion in Wisconsin.
Hey, Dion. What's up with you? How are you? How's your week been?
Oh, well, okay, so I'm a Sagittarius. Hi, Michael. Michael and Laurent. There's so many ways you can say Laurent. Like, you could say Laurent. Wrong, or you could just like make the L real silent and go wrong. You know what I mean?
I
actually like find myself during the week saying wrong. Like, I mean, we could make a SNL skit over that one. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool name. You know, you don't really hear about it too much. But yeah,
it's true. It's all true.
It is true, though. Like, you should, I'm going to maybe send you a message on Instagram, because
yeah.
You have me going with these, I even bought a little lamp, sun lamp, because I'm up in Wisconsin, it's snowing right now, for the my plants. I bought like a light, you know, like a plant light, like a sunlight to keep them going, because it's so dark here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lawrence, you probably don't even realize the impact that you have on people. You know, and Michael, too, when I wear my caftans or something that looks like a caftan, like, I have a actual your energy's out there. I mean, I'm all the way up in Wisconsin. I'm almost in Canada here. And, you know, I literally just plugged my little plant lamp in maybe like 3 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. And so you feel the wisp of the wind from the bottom of my caftan? Whoosh by.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just
hopefully
you have power, you know? Like, you have power. We all have power, but, I mean, So, you know, Aaron Carter, he's a Sagittarius, born 2 days after me, and he was, like, a lot younger than me. And I know it's almost, like, 2 weeks since he died, but it kind of, like, hit me, like, a little harder than any other death that I hear about, just because he was such a young kid, and I mean, to me, he's like a kid, right? Even though he was 34, I mean, I'm not that old, but still, I mean, you know, I mean, to me, he was just like a little baby. But so I started making these videos on TikTok, and I kid you not, in the past week, I got over 300 new followers. Each
wow.
video has gotten, one video was like 55,000 views. The other one is like, there were like over 10,000 views. So I haven't even added it up, but I mean, it's getting around. but you know, I can do that. I can like get people, I can capture their attention. But working on the sequel, you know, still moving to Miami. It's just, I just literally finished feng shuiing my entire office, but the plants in the money zone, threw the old rickety desk out, you know, getting rid of the old stuff. Because it's like, yeah, you know, you can want all these things, but, like, you have to do the work, you know? And it's just so much easier to work on yourself, you know? So I've been working on myself, and that's what I've been doing. I got a contract with Amazon going. I got a contract with Groupon going.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty productive
week. I think I just
week.
Like, I check in every week just to let you know that I actually do put action behind the information that you give out. Like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people do, but the most important work that you can do is on yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, the most important work I do is on Michael, that's for sure. So he's been my project now for a long time.
Well, you've got a hard job, right?
Finally,
like the psychic,
finally making some progress.
The psychic to the stars?
Mm-hmm.
Psychic
no,
to
it's
the
true,
stars,
you know?
But the stars are delusional over there sometimes. I mean, I don't know about all of them. I can't speak for all of them, but it's a rough life.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we only get to interact with, you know, our listeners or even our clients just once. And we don't hear back from them. So you just have to hope that they're able to take the information that we share with them and put it to use in some constructive way, you know, leave the rest. But you know, it's nice when we develop a relationship with people and then we get a chance to monitor their progress more and, you know, be more directly supportive for sure. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, people call psychics because they're stressed out. I need an answer. I can't, and so you're coming from a place of clarity where you can, you're the outside the snow globe, I call it, giving them a different perspective. They're inside the snow globe. And I think it takes time for people, myself included, to absorb that information. Because, like, I want to say, what was it, like, maybe a month or so ago, Michael was like, well, you're going to move to Miami. You need to get a job. You need to get a better job. You need to get a better paying job. And at first I was like, well, you know, like, I was taken back. I was like, you don't even know. I get up every day at the book crack of dawn. I get up and I go to work. But the thing is what was I doing that was effective? It may have been effective up until a certain point, right? But I think that, like, what you two bring to the table is a perspective that we need to hear. Maybe it's not always the message we want to hear, but it's most certainly for me what I need to hear. So, you know, just basically just the reason why I'm calling tonight is to let you know that I am checking in with you and I am applying the you know, I did do that Kickstarter, Lawrence. You told me to do the Kickstarter. Kickstarter did not approve my campaign, but I will tell you, that's still going through the process, even though I wasn't accepted, got me a lot farther, even applying for that, than I would have been 3 weeks ago. So yeah. It doesn't always, like, you know, it may not play out the way that you're expecting, but it does play out because you have to apply yourself, right? And I don't know. That's where I'm at. I'm still moving forward, and I feel like good things are going to happen for me.
Well, you know, I think you're a perfect illustration of kind of the theme of our show today, which is about really, you know, finding ways to express gratitude. You know, and when you're able to be grateful for things, that shifts your perspective on a whole bunch of stuff, you know, even if things aren't necessarily turning out the way you had hoped, if you can find something to be grateful for, you know, sincerely, right, it just shifts your ability to process, you know, whatever you might be going through, whether it's feeling, you know, positive or negative or whatever. And you do have to be persistent. And I think, you know, the other thing you brought up, Tian, you know, which is a really good thing to stay connected to is, you know, however you get insight or information on what choices to make, sometimes it's not really clear what's going to come from, you know, authentically committing to them and engaging with them. You know, you may have in your head one thing and spirit has a totally different destination for you to get to that may surpass even what you're able to conceptualize in terms of, you know, what you're ready for or what you want. But the fact remains that by, you know, trying things, you know, and when you get a suggestion that you've asked for, you know, receiving it and having the courtesy, I guess, in a way, just to, like, try it out, you know, if it feels authentic for you. That's all, you know, you're really being asked to do, you know, is to just engage with the process and see what happens, you know. Maybe it won't, you know, turn into, you know, Eiffel Tower, Taj Mahal. Maybe it'll just be, you know, like a little apartment off the main drag, but maybe that'll be exactly what you needed and you weren't even aware of it. So we just, you know, we don't know. But that's where faith comes in, I think. And it can be hard to cultivate faith when you're feeling in a difficult place. So I think, you know, both Michael and I, you know, it's a two-way street. I mean, we definitely are here to be supportive, and in our own healing arts practice, you know, that's the cornerstone of why we do what we do. But it's also reciprocal, and, you know, we draw a lot of energy and strength and positivity from our listeners and our clients, you know, hearing about their struggles and their triumphs and everything else, because, you know, we care about them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this, believe me. Well, I'm speaking for myself. I don't care, but I think he does.
I'm just going to point out one more thing before, because I know you have a ton of callers, but I just want to tell you that you, your platform, what I am grateful for, to go on your theme of your show, what I'm grateful for is that your show provides a platform for people to call in, and their needs to be addressed because people want to be heard. Because everybody wants to be wanted. Nobody wants to be lost and looking for their other half or where's the other sock? I put it in the laundry, but, you know, it all comes. So what you do Friday night is you allow people to come to you and allow them to be heard, and you're loving and you're kind and you're receptive, and you give not only, like, good, solid advice, common sense advice, but you give people a platform, and I am so appreciative of that, and thank you so much, both of you. Thank you so much for giving your time and your energy and everything that you do. Yeah, I really do appreciate you, and you probably don't realize it, but maybe you feel it during the week. I'm always sending you love and gratitude, and you help a lot of people. And, you know, you need to understand that we really appreciate you being there for us.
This is Michael, Dion. And I just want to say I thank you for saying that. And I just want you to know we appreciate you and all of our listeners. You know, and I'm going to concur with Lawrence. And, you know, this I get back from this just as much as we give. And I get back from all of the listeners. You know, and from drawing upon our conversation all the time. And I have to say, with you, Dion, I'm just in awe of your tenacity and your drive and your persistence and your creativity, and you're just always pushing yourself. And I commend you for that. I mean, that's amazing. A lot of people, you know, don't have the drive that you have. And I think that's amazing. So, you know, hats off to you. And, you're right, you know, and two, another thing I wanted to, a point I wanted to talk about was, you know, we're not here to tell people what they want to hear. That's not our job. There are some readers out there who will tell you what you want to hear. But, you know, I know Lawrence and I have integrity, and we're going to communicate the information that we receive, whether the caller wants to hear that or not. And we try to deliver that information with love, with compassion, and understanding and care. And, right, because it's all meant for the betterment of all of us, right, for you and then for those listening to the information that's being communicated. And so, I'm there too. Sometimes I get messages from Spirit, and I'm like, are you serious? Have I not done enough here? Do I need to do more? And they're like, yeah. You're not there yet. Keep pushing. Okay. And so,
Yes, you hit me hard with that message. But what I realized was when you said that to me, I was actually closer to my end goal than I thought. So, like, when you said that to me, it shifted my energy. It shifted my perspective. And what I realized was I was actually closer to my goal than I thought I was. I just needed to tweak it. So, people are not calling you. Well, I'd hope they're not calling you to care what. That's not getting a reading, is it? don't you call a psychic to like get an energy reading? But I mean, I don't know. I might be speaking out of turn, but if you really want the reading to pay off for you, aren't you checking in with your energy? Because you're energy readers. The both of you are energy readers, correct? I mean, I know you and Lawrence read differently, but don't you just read energy
yeah.
and then we're supposed to take that in reading, interpret it, and change it? Or
I think I know for me, part of it is somebody's energy, right? We connect, and so I'm aware of that person's energy, but also from the divine beings, your guides, your spirit guides. And so these spirit beings are with us all the time, leading us and guiding us. And so connecting to your guides and giving that information from them to you helps you. You know, they're the ones with you 24 hours a day, seeing what you're up to, what you're doing, and they will give you their perspective, right? We think you should do this. We think you should do that. However, the choice is yours. They don't take away our ability to make choices.
I'm just going to make a suggestion. In the years that I've been in the psychic industry, which is very long, the mm-hmm. one thing maybe you could do a show on is telling people how to ask for the help from their guides. Because people, you're an ascended master. Lawrence is an ascended master. People calling the show, we're not getting it, maybe. You know what I'm saying? So maybe a show could be about how to ask your guides. It's okay to ask for help. How to connect with your guides.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Just a suggestion. I mean, I could be off there, but you got to remember that you two are very up, like you're so connected. You know what I'm saying? Like you're extremely connected. But people who are calling, looking for advice, we may not get to the level that you and Lawrence are at, but we can also work with our guides. But how do we work with our guides? Things like that maybe could soften the blow to your advice, possibly.
Hmm. Soften
yeah.
the blow
well,
from my advice?
You're probably never going to get to the level Michael's at, but, you know, that's he's just on – he's just on a peak by himself. I mean, what can we say? Yeah.
True.
And he's
wow.
he's humble besides
so let,
the other part.
Let me ask you this. Was my advice really that, did it like hit you in the gut that hard? Was it brutal?
I was still working up and like I called in your show 15 minutes late. Because I was still feng shuiing my office. Like, I thought about it pretty much every single day since the day that you said it. And the reason why it was, like, kind of, like, on my Achilles heel is because I needed you to tell me what I wasn't getting. Even though I talked to my dad, I talked to my mom, I talked to my grandma, I talked to my aunt, you know, everybody that's on the other side, nobody told it to me the way that you told it to me. So when you said it to me, it was effective to the point where you're in California. I'm up in Wisconsin. You had me moving plants. I ordered a table off of Amazon. I threw a table in the garbage. I mean, for the past at least three weeks, I'm like the Tasmanian devil over here because I'm like, you know what? I was out of alignment. I didn't look at it like you were being rude. I looked at it like spirit is talking to you right now. You know, like Michael's expensive. You know, like he's Beverly Hills. He's expensive. You got 5 minutes with him. He told you, girl, you want to get to Miami? You need to hook yourself up. You got to get that job going. You got to get the money. Like, but you weren't wrong. It was, I didn't hear it until you said it. I could have called, this is blog talk shows. Nobody struck a chord like you did. You lit that fire. And mm-hmm. at first, when you said it, I was like, God darn it. I thought I was already ready. But for some, it was your energy. Your energy transmuted to me, because I was receptive to it, in a way that I haven't stopped since. I was like, I'm not letting Michael down, because your name is also like Archangel Michael, Saint Michael. Right. You know, I mean, your name is Michael, but you were named Michael because you're a descendant of, you know, I'm born and raised Roman Catholic. I understand. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm just saying, like,
can I? I need to jump in here and kind of add something here, Dion.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say that you are the most important one in your life. You should be thinking, I'm not going to let myself down. I'm appreciative that you're thinking it want to let me down, but it's really you. You're the center of your universe, and you need to not let yourself down. And the energy that you felt, what I'm getting right now, is that it wasn't me. That was from your guide. So it was kind of like, yes, I was the channel for that. The guides, that's where the guides jump in, and they emphasize, information that comes through. They're able to kind of like highlight a message energetically so you feel it. And so it was them. It's not me. So I'm glad that they were able to affect change or affect the message for you so that you heard it differently to effect change. Does that make sense?
It does. I listen, because, you know, I live alone, work from home. I listen to Blog Talk Radio a lot, not just the spirituality channel, but mm-hmm. other channels. And the way that you deliver that message, it was the most effective message that I have had in a long time. And so you channel that for me to receive it in a way that was effective. So maybe people call, they don't get the message that they were hoping to hear, but if they're smart and intellectual, mm-hmm. they're going to feed off of it and lean into the advice that you and Lawrence have to provide, because, you know, your show is very different. I work from home, you guys know I work on the computer, I write books, it's data entry. I have to listen to the radio, otherwise I'd go crazy. And you're the way that you two play off of each other and you give readings, you just leave the show tonight knowing that your energy is so strong and it's out there. I mean, I go back, I listen to other years ago episodes that you talk about, because I learn from your teachings, but it's very effective and it's very appreciative. Like, so keep going and keep going.
We are appreciative of you. I know I am. And like I said, you know, everybody that's around us is a reflection of who we are in some way. So remember that. Anybody that's in your orbit is a reflection of you in some way. So thank you. And I'm glad the guides were able to get through in a different way to help you, get a new spurt, get a new lift, so to speak, and help you get moving so you can get to Miami quicker.
Thank you. You know I'm going to keep you posted. I feel like it's close.
Of course.
I feel like it's close.
Yep.
I feel like it's like coming closer and closer. And, you know, yep. it's really exciting. Like, I like where I'm at. I know it's, like, snowing up here and it's cold, but it doesn't bother me because, you know, I'm being happy in the moment. I'm not going to be happy when I get to Miami. I'm going to be happy right now. You know, I don't need to be in Miami to be happy. I'm going to be happy when I'm down there. I'm going to be happy right now, you know. And thank you so much for allowing me to interact with both of your energies tonight. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you. It's nice to have you as a caller. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as you know that I'm the best psychic and Michael's second best, that's all that matters to me. So I'm good.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Be well. Take care.
Go out,
stay warm.
Go out, make a snow angel and put Michael's face on it and send us a picture.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Good
Thanks,
night,
Dion.
Guys.
All right. Have
Good
fun.
Night.
Well, I'm just basking in all her kind and generous comments. It was nice to get that feedback. We don't get that too often.
Yeah,
but, that's
very nice.
We get to have our own gratitude for that. So, early gift. But, you know, It's true. We don't always know the impact we have on other people. So it's good to be mindful of that and to try to, you know, be aware. And you know, it's funny. I'll just say one other thing because we're getting close to the end. About that particular perspective, which I think is really accurate. You know, my mom likes to walk her dog at the dog park every day if she can do it. And she had an interaction with this person who was politically completely on the other side of where my mom's at. She and I are pretty lefty, right? And, you know, we just had an election.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. Anyway, apparently they talked for a half an hour, and it was, you know, cordial, and they exchanged some views and da-da-da-da, and then my mom went about her business. But she heard through the grapevine from a friend of hers that this woman was so impacted by my mom, she made a posting about it on her social media account that traveled through the community here and got back to a friend of my mom's who, even though the person didn't name my mom directly, she said enough identifiers that she contacted my mom and said, "Hey, was this you? I read about this woman who said she had this wonderful conversation with someone who, even though they were, you know, totally on the opposite side of a lot of their views, they really enjoyed the conversation and they learned a lot and it was really cordial and we need more of that." And, you know, they were just really effusive about how much good they got out of that, you know, just really kind of simple, basic interaction. And, you know, and my mom never knew. Like, and she didn't go into it trying to make that happen, you know, which is, I think, you're in my perspective. I mean, yeah, we want, you know, people to seize the means of production and seize the day and, you know, try to make the most of their life experience while they're here. But, you know, that's up to them and their relationship with spirit. We're, like you said, we're just vehicles and vessels. So no matter how ascended we are. I mean, I know I'm more ascended than you, but you're catching up every minute. But, you know, I think that's great. It's great when you get feedback like that because it doesn't always happen. You don't know. You don't know if you're
right,
having the impact that you want. And when you get that affirmation and confirmation, it really helps energize you to, you know, be on your path and whatever that is. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so we are at the end of a show. Always sad. Bittersweet.
Yes.
But I do want to remind our listeners that we will not be on the air next week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. So don't despair if you come looking for us. And we're not there. We will be back the following week, so a couple weeks from today, December 2nd, I think. We'll have a new show with all sorts of, you know, wonderful things to say and hear about. All right?
Yeah.
So, Michael.
Yes.
How can people get in contact with some more of your caftan wearing goodness outside of the show?
You can get in touch with me by going to michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a session there. And, easy peasy. How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of you?
Well, and is that class that you and what's his name? Is that class that you're still teaching, the Trail class? Can people still sign up for that if they wanted to? Is that open enrollment?
That is open. Yep.
How would they do that?
You can go to heartspaceoc.com and register there for the intuitive psychic tarot class every Monday.
Nice. And they can take that online. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
How about
Very
you?
Good. How about me? You can call or text. Excuse me, 541-344-7534. Email me at givingtree@earthlink.net or find out more about my activities on my webpage, givingtreefarm.com. All right. Well, we had a really wonderful show, and it's nice to be appreciated, and we appreciate you and appreciate the spirits. And I hope all of you have a lovely weekend. And for those of you that observe Thanksgiving in whatever way, shape, or form, I hope you have a lovely holiday. And as is custom, Mr. Espinoza, you can take us out, my friend.
Yes, we just want to thank all of you for spending your Friday evening with us. And we appreciate all of you. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio so you are alerted of all of our shows. And also follow us, download our podcast on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and Google platforms. And thank you to my lovely co-host and all the wonderful guides that help us through thick and the thin. So thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful evening, weekend, and Thanksgiving. Be well, be safe, and live joyously. Good night.
Nighty night.